Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. Fernando here. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 7. Can you describe that person to me in Spanish? JP, what's going on, man?
Not much, Fernando. We got a pretty good lesson today.
Awesome.
So welcome, everyone, to the new SpanishPod101.com. We are studying modern Spanish in a fun and educational format. So whether you started learning Spanish long ago or you're just starting with us today, we are glad you're here with us for this lesson. Now, Fernando, tell the people what we're going to learn today.
Sure thing. In this lesson, you will learn about adjectives. This conversation takes place at a party, and the conversation is between Diego and Pedro. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
Cool. We're about to listen to that. So, folks, find the lesson notes for this lesson, and you'll be able to read along. You can find those lesson notes at our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. Let's take a listen to this dialogue.
¿Quién es tu amiga? La morenita.
Es Adriana y tiene novio.
Ni modo. ¿Me presentas?
Claro.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
¿Quién es tu amiga? La morenita.
Es Adriana y tiene novio.
Ni modo. ¿Me presentas?
Claro.
One more time with the translation.
¿Quién es tu amiga? La morenita.
Who's your friend? The cute, dark-skinned one.
Es Adriana y tiene novio.
It's Adriana, and she has a boyfriend.
Ni modo. ¿Me presentas?
Oh, well. Will you introduce me?
Claro.
Of course.
All right, now this is a pretty short lesson, but it's chock full of adjectives, so we're going to have a lot to talk about in the grammar section.
Yes, Diego starts off with, ¿Quién es tu amiga? La morenita.
Okay, let's take a look at that first question.
Mm-hmm. ¿Quién es tu amiga?
¿Quién es tu amiga? Now that word amiga is the word for friend, right?
Yes, female friend.
Ooh, and then ¿Quién is who? So mm-hmm. Who is your friend?
Right. ¿Quién es tu amiga?
And then he specifies,
La morenita.
La morenita. In the translation I used, the cute dark-skinned one. What do you think of that? Is it okay translation?
It's a good translation. Because morenita is an adjective, it's an affectionate way to describe someone.
Right. In the dictionary, you'll find moreno, mm-hmm. which means, you know, dark-skinned or dark-featured. It's the feminine form, so morena. And then we have the diminutive form, which kind of lends some affection to the word, right?
Exactly, yes.
La morenita. We said it was an adjective, but here it's with the definite article la morenita. So in English, we have to say the dark-skinned girl or the dark-skinned one. And Diego is into her.
He is. And Pedro answers, es Adriana.
All right, so it's Adriana.
Mm-hmm. And guess what?
She has a boyfriend.
Y tiene novio.
Okay, so Pedro is giving him information that, you know, he needs to know.
Right.
Like, she's probably off limits.
Probably off limits. I don't think that's gonna stop Diego, though.
No. It's totally irrelevant. He's
not the jealous type.
No, he just shrugs it off.
Ni modo, me presentas?
So, novio, of course, means boyfriend.
Yes, it does.
But Diego, it's not going to stop him. He shrugs it off.
Ni modo.
Ni modo. He's like, oh, well.
Yeah. Ni modo.
So, he's like, oh, well.
Whatever.
And then he asks a question.
¿Me presentas?
Okay. Will you introduce me?
Mm-hmm.
And then Pedro?
Of course.
Claro.
It's not his problem anymore. It's the boyfriend's problem.
Okay. So Diego is interested in a morenita named Adriana,
mm-hmm.
who is Pedro's friend.
Right.
And Pedro's going to introduce him, mm-hmm. even though Adriana has a boyfriend.
Tiene novio.
All right. That's the summary. Shall we go to the vocabulary?
Yes. El amigo.
Friend.
El amigo. El amigo. Moreno.
Dark-skinned. Tanned. Dark-haired.
Moreno. Moreno. El novio.
Boyfriend. Groom.
El novio. El novio. ¿Quién?
Who. Whom.
¿Quién? ¿Quién? Presentar.
To introduce.
Presentar. Presentar.
All right, we're back, and we're going to discuss these vocabulary words in a little bit more depth. So we're going to start with an interrogative pronoun.
¿Quién?
Who? Right? Who? ¿Quién? Mm-hmm. So this is the question word you ask when you know the answer is going to be a person.
Yes.
Okay. ¿Quién?
¿Quién?
And I just want to mention that if you think it's going to be more than one person, there's a plural form of who.
¿Quiénes?
¿Quiénes? Okay. ¿Quién? ¿Quiénes? They both mean who. All right. Moving on.
La amiga.
La amiga. Now, this is the friend. In the isolated dialogue, we use the masculine form el amigo because that's what you're going to find in the dictionary. But in the dialogue, we heard la amiga. Who's your friend, right?
Who's your friend? ¿Quién es tu amiga? Es Adriana. La morenita.
La morenita is our next word. And I kind of explained it already. The dictionary form is going to be moreno. To make it feminine, it's morena. And then to add some affection to it, we use the diminutive.
It could go either way. Morenito, morenita.
Morenita. In this case, we're talking about Adriana. So she's morenita.
Right.
And you'll notice that we use it with the article, la morenita.
La morenita.
Okay, the dark-haired, the dark-skinned one, mm-hmm. right? The tanned one.
And Adriana, la morenita, has a boyfriend, el novio.
El novio, right? That's the next vocab word. Now, novio in this context means boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
but in other contexts, it can also mean groom.
And novios, plural, can mean bride and groom as well.
So el novio, and in the feminine, la novia.
La novia.
What's next?
Presentar.
Presentar, to introduce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can present someone an object, like if you present them a gift,
yes.
you can give it to them
mm-hmm.
to present, presentar. But it's used commonly in these social situations to mean to introduce somebody to someone else, right?
Right. ¿Me presentas?
Okay. Will you introduce me? Sweet. Let's move on to the grammar. All right. In the grammar section today, we're going to talk about adjectives in terms of gender and number. Now, we already kind of talked about this word for dark-skinned.
La morenita.
La morenita. In the dictionary, it's moreno,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's the masculine form that's listed. Now, usually, adjectives, even if they're listed in the masculine form, will also have a feminine equivalent. So, it'll be moreno in the dictionary, but women will be referred to as morena.
You can call me moreno.
I could call you moreno. Give us another adjective. How about the word for tall?
Alto.
Alto means tall. Now, that's the dictionary form because it's masculine. If you're referring to a woman?
Alta.
Okay.
But that's usually because of the heels.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Right. You'll notice that the feminine version ends in a, no? Alta, morena.
Mm-hmm.
How about the adjective for funny?
Chistoso.
Chistoso, funny. In the dictionary, the masculine form chistoso will be listed, right?
Yes.
If it's a woman, that's funny.
Chistosa.
Chistosa. It ends in that ah. So I think you're getting the pattern here. Usually, if an adjective ends in an o, it's a masculine form and it has a feminine equivalent that ends in ah. Moreno, morena. Alto, alta. Chistoso, chistosa.
I think you just described my ideal woman.
Okay. All right. How about the word for imaginary?
Imaginario.
Imaginario. And the feminine form?
Imaginaria.
Okay, so imaginary, that fits in our pattern as well.
That means that this ideal woman no longer exists.
Well, you can't win them all for them. Now, it's true that not all adjectives follow this pattern. For example, the word for demanding.
Exigente.
Exigente. No, exigente, demanding. This is a quality that all your girlfriends have too, right, Fernando? So, the masculine form, exigente, and the feminine form?
Exigente.
Exigente. Notice that both the masculine form and the feminine form both end in e. In the dictionary, you'll find it listed exigente.
This girlfriend thing is not working out for me, JP.
One last thing that I want to talk about is that affectionate suffix that we put on the end of morena to make it more cute.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do that?
Morenita, morenito,
morenita. Ito. Okay. So ito and ita. If you see those on the end of an adjective, you know that there's some kind of affection or, you know, cuteness that is going along with it. So when Diego calls Adriana morenita, we kind of know that he's interested in her.
Yeah, from the get-go.
From the get-go.
Guy moves fast.
Mm-hmm.
And these can all be applied to alta, alto, chistoso, chistosa.
So if I want to be affectionate about a woman that's tall?
Altita.
Altita.
Altita,
she's a little tall. She's tally tall.
Oh.
How about if we want to be affectionate about a woman that's funny?
Es bien chistosita.
Es bien chistosita.
But you could also use that to be sarcastic. Qué chistosito, eh?
Oh, you're funny now.
Yeah, you're funny now. Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny.
Comedian, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly. If you have any questions or if you'd like to read more about adjectives, please go to the lesson notes of this lesson, and I've got a whole grammar explanation written out for you there. You can find that at our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com.
Another incentive, please leave us your suggestions, leave us comments, leave us any questions you might have about this lesson. We want to hear from you. This is going to make your learning experience much better and our teaching experience way more better.
Absolutely. Leave us a comment, for goodness sakes. I think that's it for today, Fernando.
I think so.
Let's say goodbye.
Adios.
Hasta luego.